What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. And for those of you watching on BAM User TV, this gorgeous creature sitting behind me is the lovely Lady Claire, who joins us on our Friday third hours. And what is your first story?
Well, it's something that's getting little to no coverage here with the corporate media. But apparently, citizens of Bahrain are supporting a senior Shia clerk, Sheikh Qasim. And apparently, they have taken to the streets in several villages in town in support of this guy. Today, a mass protest was held near Imam Sadiq Mosque in the village of Diraz, which is the hometown of the cleric. And they condemned Manama's continued ban on holding Friday prayers in the village. Our Muslim people are very serious about their Friday prayers. And to not be able to do that is pretty darn devastating. On June 20th, Bahraini officials stripped the 79-year-old cleric of his citizenship less than a week after suspending the Al-Wefaq National Islamic Society, the company's main opposition bloc, and dissolving the Islamic Enlightenment Institute founded by this guy, and the opposition Al-Risala Islamic Association. And this is happening even though there are mounting security measures. And I look at this situation. The Al-Khalifa monarchy is Sunni. Most of the residents of Bahrain are Shiite. And to create this level of political oppression, so far the protests have been relatively peaceful. But if it gets out of control with the U.S. and U.K. not making any concerted efforts to blunt the anger of Shiite Bahrainis by negotiating even some minor concessions, this whole thing may blow up in the Al-Khalifa monarchy's face like a bad trick cigar.
And the U.S. and U.K. would find themselves kicked out of their military bases,
yeah,
including that brand new one that Prince Charles just inaugurated.
Right.
But I think the... a lot of the tension in this whole Muslim world is going to start to fade now that Trump has won the election. For one thing, he's already removed from his website the comment about banning all Muslims from coming to this country. So he's already pulling back and saying, okay, this needs a rethink.
Yeah.
We know that Israel, of course, is still completely oppressive of the Muslims. They've now banned the public call to prayer that goes on out there, so I guess everybody has to use their wristwatch and figure.
You mean in Jerusalem or in all of Israel?
I think it's just one area. It's around Jerusalem, yes, mm-hmm. if I recall correctly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I watch the U.S. and U.K. watching this go down and making no positive efforts to try to tamp down some of the violence here, and I don't get it. They're just not seeing things through.
Well, Bahrain is simply a place where they're going to have their military assets,
yeah.
And the U.S. government only makes an issue of human rights when they can use it as an excuse,
yeah,
to go on in and take over somebody else's country.
Right.
Once that country is firmly under U.S. control, they don't care what happens to ordinary people.
Yeah.
Look at every U.S. overthrown country in the world,
mm-hmm.
Look at how the quality of life has absolutely cratered,
yeah,
following that U.S. intervention.
Right.
Our government doesn't care about ordinary people, and mm-hmm. that includes people here in the United States of America. And mm-hmm. I'll give you an example, this being Veterans Day.
Yeah.
Okay. Right now, the illegal immigrants and refugees are getting all kinds of support and help, and our veterans are still sitting on waiting lists to get treatment at the VA. Many of them have died waiting for that treatment.
This is so wrong, Michael. This is so wrong.
The VA spent, what, $20 million on artwork to make their place look better.
Yeah.
There was this tragic case that was actually over in Sweden, which mm-hmm. illustrates this is a global problem, where a homeless veteran froze to death in the streets. Take that, Al Gore. And at the same time, these refugees are being given housing and food and clothing at taxpayer expense. Why are the illegal immigrants and the refugees in any country a higher priority than our serving military or our military who have served and are now dealing with the aftermath.
It shouldn't be. Yeah. It just shouldn't
be. It makes a joke of all these politicians who get up on Veterans Day and they say all the things, oh, our veterans, bugger. You know, don't you want to be a veteran too, you young people here? Just sign on to the dotted line. Mm-hmm. But it really is, it is a crime. And I've said this before, whether you agree with all these wars or you don't, and I most assuredly do not, we as a nation do owe a debt of honor to every single American who's put that uniform on and have suffered harm for it.
Yeah.
We owe them. The government is supposed to be taking care of them on our behalf using our tax money. Unfortunately, they're taking our tax money and they're sending it off to places like Israel, and our veterans are being neglected.
Yeah.
And they've made a special effort to deal with the homeless veterans because that was an embarrassment in the media, but there are still homeless veterans out there.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to take a second to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining our network. We're in our Friday Hour 3 with the lovely Lady Claire, and what is your next story?
Well, apparently next week, Obama is set to greenlight the disputed Dakota Access Pipeline.
Ah.
Yeah.
Well, he may have a little bit of problems with that.
Oh, really? How come?
Yeah, well, because due to the protests and due to the fact that the company that was building the pipeline didn't have all the permits and even worse, failed to report archaeological artifacts their digging had found.
Yeah.
Norway's largest bank, DNB, is considering pulling their investment out of the project until the Standing Rock Sioux tribe, you know, their grievances are met.
Yes.
Now, Obama was talking before about telling the Dakota Access Pipeline Company to reroute the pipeline, and he may do that, and that would solve everybody's problem.
Right. And apparently there are supposed to be some more protests on Tuesday. And to any of people around the Standing Sioux people who are very concerned about the quality of their water for themselves and future generations, and that is certainly a tremendously legitimate concern. Please.
We can all identify with it, especially the people in Flint, Michigan.
Oh, yeah.
And these lands are also religiously important to these people. Now, imagine how you would feel if you've spent your entire life in a town and there's a church and there's a cemetery behind the church and a whole bunch of your family are buried there and all of a sudden some oil company comes through and says, we're going to dig up the cemetery because we got to put a pipeline through here.
Yeah.
How would you feel about that? That is how the Sioux are feeling about this pipeline.
And I am reaching out to anyone listening to the show who knows anyone who will be going to the protests. Please remember, keep it peaceful because they're going to be horrifically outnumbered and outgunned, and there are tremendous potentials for dangers to themselves and their kids, and apparently the people who've been policing this, privately or otherwise, have no compunction about using, you know, the gas and the rubber bullets, and they were
on one occasion live rounds.
Yeah,
apparently one of the protesters was shot with a full live round for no reason at all, and this is the fascism that our nation has decayed into on full display, where we have a confrontation between the people who are on their land and want it protected, and a corporation is coming from completely outside, and they want to go on through with the pipeline, and whose side is the government on? It's on the side of the corporation. That's fascism.
Yeah, and this move, if he does it on Obama's part, is simply a continuing and painful demonstration that he is no less beholden to his corporate masters than his Republican colleagues are.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'd now like to talk a little bit about health, healthcare, and money. There was a poll recently that indicated that half of America cannot afford more than $100 a month on health insurance. More than 52.5% in this poll said that they couldn't afford to spend more than $100 a month on health insurance premiums. And this poll comes from Health Pocket, a technology company that compares health plans. And the group asked survey respondents at the beginning of open enrollment what was the highest monthly premium they could afford to pay for health insurance in 2017. And more than half of the respondents said $100 a month or less, while 15.9% said that they could afford to spend $200 a month. Just over 11% said that they could afford $300 a month. 5.5% said that they could afford $400 a month. And 4.8% said that they could spend $500 a month. While, and 9.8% said that they could afford $500 or more. But there are double-digit increases happening in the Affordable Care Act, which is cratering, Michael. People are getting less choice and higher premiums. I think that this legislation, which was supposed to be...
It was another gouging of the American people. Obamacare's real purpose, okay, it was written actually by the health insurance companies themselves. They wrote up this bill, came on into Obama and said, put your name on this, call it Obamacare, and move forward. Mm-hmm. This was all about gouging Americans for more money. By the health insurance companies, who would then share some of the goodies, the loot, the booty, with the government through taxes. And our government is hopelessly in debt and dead broke, especially after all these wars. So they were desperate for finding another way to take more money away from you. And so they went along with this. Mm-hmm. And the net result was we didn't get to keep our existing plans. We didn't get to keep our existing doctors.
Yeah.
We were forced onto these Obamacare-compliant health insurance policies, which are way more expensive than we had been paying before. And even worse, they have deductibles that are just absolutely through the roof.
Yeah.
The vast majority of Americans who've been forced to buy these health insurance policies will never actually use them during the course of a year, because they'll be paying full price for their medical care, and they still can't quite reach that deductible to get any benefit whatsoever. The only way you're going to get past that deductible is if you suffer a major illness or injury, and nobody wants to go through that.
No.
This was just a flat-out giveaway to the health insurance companies, and people cannot afford these policies. They're not buying them. The health insurance companies are now actually in trouble because it didn't work out. They're crying for a new bailout, which, by the way, was also part of the Obamacare law, that if this didn't work, the taxpayers would be forced to bail out the insurance companies. And I think now that the election is over, I'm waiting for Obama to come on out and scream about human-caused global warming and hit us all with a carbon tax.
Yeah. By executive order, by the way.
By executive order.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, in Europe, they've got us beaten us 15 ways from Sunday. A lot of times, it's a single-payer program. It's the basic Model T Ford. But the insurance companies make up their money by people who want to have more elaborate programs. Care is matched to need. And, you know, they work.
Because
so
the system is being run to actually provide good health care.
Yeah.
And Obamacare was never about that. Obamacare was just another cash grab by a desperately broke and hopelessly in debt government.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I'm glad Donald Trump won the election. I would not want to be in his shoes, because he's inheriting an absolute mess. Basically, Obama and Clinton and Bush have driven the ship of state into that iceberg. It's down by the bow, and we're expecting Donald Trump to come on board, take the bridge, and somehow get the USS Titanic to New York. And even if he gets it there, all anybody in the media is going to do is complain about the dent in the bow.
Right.
But he wanted the job, and now he's got it. But he's probably only just now becoming aware of some very ugly realities about the true nature of our nation and its economy.
Yeah.
Remember in Greece how Papandreou and Goldman Sachs cooked the books to hide from the EU and the Greek people just how bad their debt was. And it remained hidden until the new Greek government came on in and saw what a total mess it was. And then the new Greek government turned around and said, can we have a recount? Maybe we didn't actually win this, you know.
Yeah, I hear you. But I hope that some positive things may come up to make health care available and affordable for more of America's citizens with the Trump administration.
Well, again, we need the cost of this stuff to come on down.
Yeah.
Americans are paying anywhere between 20 and 40 times the cost for medicine and treatment that's identical to what you're getting in other countries for far, far less. And the U.S. government is engaged in protectionism. They've now passed laws saying you can't go up to Canada to buy your prescription medications because we can't guarantee the safety and efficacy of the Canadian medicines, which are bought from the same companies as the American medications. And by the way, a lot of the U.S. pharmacies are buying medications in bulk at low cost from companies in Asia that have records for falsifying the drugs. You're not actually getting the medicine in them. So this idea that we're somehow the standard for quality medical care, we're certainly the most expensive, no question about that. But experts agree, medical care in the U.S., healthcare, is ranked 33rd in the world, even though it is the most expensive. Because medical care is just another money-making opportunity. It's not really about healthcare. This money junkie fever has corrupted our entire society. And again, I don't have a problem with people who want to become rich, like George Lucas or Steve Jobs or James Cameron, whom I admire greatly, who makes something, who contributes something, a movie, a computer, whatever, and we voluntarily give them our money. They become rich. That's how capitalism is supposed to work. Okay,
I agree. And the other thing,
I have a finishing thing and then I'll go back to this.
All right,
but there has to be a balance in society between those who are obsessed with money, those who genuinely want to heal the sick or invent some new thing that will make our lives better, or simply maintain and repair what we already have. And our society is tremendously out of balance. What is that Native American word, Koyaanisqatsi?
Koyaanisqatsi, life out of balance.
Yeah, life. We're there. Yeah. We're absolutely there.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Speaking of health, one of the things I have noticed, and I have a friend who is going through chemo right now, pancreatic cancer, stage 3.
Ouch.
And what I did for her was I put together all of the nutritional information and links that her doctor should have been sharing with her, but didn't. And when it comes to your health, I would say one thing very firmly: knowledge is power. Start to educate
yourself.
Okay,
now I need to put in a disclaimer here. We, Claire and I, are not doctors.
No.
I played one once in a movie. That doesn't count.
Yeah.
Okay. And we're not offering medical advice to people who are suffering cancer. You should be going to your doctor. But at the same time, it's okay to take responsibility to be looking after your nutrition, because currently medical schools don't really spend a lot of time teaching doctors about things like nutrition.
Yeah.
It's all about what product to offer for sale for whatever the patient seems to have that day.
Right, right. But it's important. And if you have a doctor who's open, sometimes you can educate them, and that is not a bad thing at all.
We have actually done that. When Claire was going through her joint pain, and the doctor had absolutely no idea that exposure to formaldehyde precursors could trigger these symptoms.
Nope.
And so anyway, again, the love of money or the lust for money has distorted our society. It's destroyed what used to be the best aspects of what we call the American character. That character was something the rest of the world could and did look up to. But it's gone. It's been poisoned by this constant exposure to the money junkies, who basically, in order to feed their own addiction, eventually turn us all into money junkies just to survive and get by.
Yeah. Something health-related that I'd like to look at real quickly before our break. In leaked emails, aspartame has been linked to diabetes, Alzheimer's, and obesity. Now, what this stuff is supposed to do is give you the comfort of the taste of sweetness without any additional calories. But there is new information that has confirmed diet soda is actually linked to a myriad of health problems, including diabetes and Alzheimer's. And how it does this, aspartame may result in methanol toxicity, which has recently been linked to Alzheimer's disease.
That's wood alcohol, and that's a toxin. I mean, you need to remember, aspartame was it's a neurotoxin. It was originally classed as a biological weapon.
Right.
For heck's sake. Okay, we got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part. And the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha. Welcome back to the show. I'm looking at some of the stuff that the readers are sending in, the listeners, and we have a lot of very clever, creative people who are sending us in things which are funny and humorous. And this one is actually germane to what you were going to talk about.
Okay.
So go for it.
Ah, okay. Safe spaces abound for college students. Colleges and universities nationwide are establishing safe spaces for students troubled by the results of the 2016 presidential election, offering everything from counseling hours to painting activities. And St. Mary's University has embraced the trend of colleges shielding students from the results of the presidential election, offering a safe space with warm drinks and nourishment for students who are stressed by results. And apparently, Etta Martinez Anderson, the assistant dean of student life, sent a school-wide email encouraging students to take a deep breath and console each other in the Intercultural Center and the Women's Resource Center. And she says, whether you're celebrating a victory or grieving a loss, let us remember to take care of each other, she wrote. And they could come to the WRC to paint, engage in creative projects, hold dialogue, and reflect. And I've got to tell you, Mike, I think the colleges and universities who are doing this are doing their students an horrific disservice.
Yes.
Because real life holds absolutely zero safe spaces. And the sooner students understand this, the better they're going to be able to cope with the disappointments they're going to have to endure on the way to becoming self-actualized human beings.
Well, I mean, you know, it's this idea of students being given a day off because they didn't get Hillary as president. When you go out in the real world, most times you're not going to get what you want.
Nope.
Because there are going to be three or four or five other people who want it. Mm-hmm. And you're just going to have to learn how to deal with that. And in many ways, our universities are repeating one of the major mistakes of the militant feminist movement of the 1990s, mm-hmm. Of saying you can all be successful and we're going to teach you how to be successful, and they never prepared them to deal with failure.
Yeah.
And so when these women went out in the real world and they got into corporate life and they failed for the same reasons as men around them failed,
mm-hmm.
they went bonkers. Oh, it's the patriarchy. It's sexism. It's all the rest of that. You know, I'm a victim of mental rape and so forth. Somebody just sent me this. I'm going to read it on the air here. The new U.S. management regrets to inform all snowflakes, social justice warriors, eternal targets of imaginary offenses, and victims of microaggressions that as of November 9th, 2016, all safe spaces have been closed. We realize this may be a traumatic change for those feeling entitled to safe spaces who have come to depend on restraining others who hold more traditional, sensible values and have recently seen the prohibition of exercising First Amendment rights. We offer our deepest, insincere, and sarcastic apologies. Things are different now. Grown-ups have taken the helm.
Yeah.
Adults will soon be in charge.
Mm-hmm.
The coddling and papering and catering to your delicate whims is over. Just be advised. Now go and watch television.
Now, what has to happen here after the consoling, the artwork, and the dialogue is that these students need to come to grips with the reality of why their favored candidate didn't win the election and take positive actions to avoid a situation in 2020. First and foremost, the Clinton cartel machine robbed Bernie Sanders of his chance at the presidency by cheating every possible creative way that they could. That's been substantiated. Had Sanders become the Democratic nominee, I could have possibly gotten behind him.
Me too.
But the Clinton cartel made that impossible to happen. And although Clinton likely won the popular vote, she didn't win enough votes in the Electoral College to swing the election her way. Now, one practical thing college students may want to do is get behind sponsoring legislation to do away with the Electoral College completely. And they may have many Democratic legislators who want to get behind this right now.
But again,
yeah.
If this had been a popular vote contest, mm-hmm. Trump would have run his campaign differently, and
yes.
He probably still would have won.
Yeah.
And again, before we start crowing about Hillary Clinton winning the popular vote by 0.25% of
right.
all voters,
mm-hmm.
we have to subtract out all those illegal immigrants who voted,
yeah.
all the dead people who voted,
yes.
All of these mm-hmm. Multiple, you know, repeat voters, and all of those computers that were taking votes for Donald Trump and assigning them to Hillary Clinton.
Right.
The reality is, no, she didn't win the popular vote either. She
mm-hmm.
stole it.
Yeah.
But again, they don't get to change the rules after the game is over.
No.
We're going to take a break
not.
For commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0500. 800-800-911.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
Actually, don't call. We've closed the phone lines for the rest of the show here so that Claire and I can actually get some news on out. So, you know, get your fingers off that those buttons. You know, we're not going to answer the phones.
I'd kind of like to continue about the safe space movement.
Here.
One of the things these students need to do is to advocate for the Democratic Party to get rid of their crooked globalist sociopathic leaders and replace them with individuals who actually care about the people of this country and their future. Donna Brazile, pardon me, should be bounced out of her position in party leadership yesterday. And, Mike, I'm thinking that this might be a meaningful, constructive way of engaging Bernie Sanders as party co-chair with the now Senator Tammy Duckworth of Illinois, who is the first Asian-American senator from Illinois and is also a disabled vet. I have a lot of respect for this gal personally.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I think that as a woman and as an Asian-American woman and as a vet, she has some perspectives that are pretty real, you know. And the other thing students need to understand, at the end of the day, this election was a referendum on continued economic social costs of globalization versus the choice to re-embrace American nationalism. And because of all the hurt, globalism has caused so many people in this country who've had their jobs offshored, outsourced to a country with ultra-low labor costs like Malaysia, where the use of slave labor is still tolerated.
Well, we have slave labor in this country. It's called the prison industrial complex.
I know.
You know, and I keep going back to this over and over again, this idea of Adam Smith, where if you're just being greedy for yourself, you're going to improve the system as a whole.
Mm-mm.
And so we had this generation of corporate leaders who grew up out of the Harvard MBA program in post-World War II, thinking, well, you know, we'll just move all the manufacturing to these countries with low labor costs. Mm-hmm. And under the George W. Bush administration, there was actually incentives written into the tax code to take these jobs to other countries.
Right.
And nobody stopped to realize that if the American people don't have any high-paying jobs, they're not going to be going down to those shopping malls and buying things. They're not going to be buying new homes. They're not going to be buying new cars.
Nope.
And nobody was really thinking about that. And again, I maintain that if there is one entity that is supposed to be looking out for what is best for the country as a whole, mm-hmm. that has to be that federal government, and specifically the White House. And I think Trump is probably going to be doing a lot better job of that long view overview than we saw from Obama or Bush or Bill Clinton or any of these other people who were just there to help their cronies get richer at the expense of the American people.
And perhaps at the end of their safe spaces odyssey, these students may need instead their Buddha on the road moment to see what has happened to the country over the last 12 years. These wars promoted by both Bush and Obama have not made us any more safe. However, they have lined the pockets of major corporations quite well, but cost we the people trillions. Domestically, the effects of homelessness and hunger have escalated mightily, and homeless tent cities have expanded all over the country in 2016, as well as childhood hunger.
We're actually in a worse economic condition today than during the Depression of the 1930s. We have a much higher real unemployment rate. Unemployment peaked at 25% during the Depression of the 30s. Now it's close to 30%. Here, with no signs of reversing. And I have a message to all those warmongers out there. Do you really think we're going to be able to fight a war against Russia or China when you have these whining, simpering, little weak sissies created by our educational system who have to run and hide in the closet when they hear a bad word?
Yeah.
I mean, what a contrast in 1942 when you had 18-year-olds storming the beaches of Normandy, knowing they could probably get killed in the process.
Yeah.
And you think you're going to take this group of weak social justice warriors and snowflakes and actually turn them into a seriously capable military force? I don't think so.
Not going to happen. And I would like to hope that if these students really take a look at how bad it is in this country, that the first reaction is going to be anger. How could this be allowed to happen? But I'd like the second to be reflective and to be, how can they do something to change things right where they are? Well, they can volunteer at some charity they feel good about, which does feed the homeless, help the lonely elderly and medically fragile. That is one positive way of taking ownership of some of the daunting issues facing this country can do. And it's something everyone can do, just even to a little degree. Even if it's a can of beans for a food bank, you can do that. Most of our listeners out there can do that.
Unfortunately, most liberals' idea of helping society is to take money away from this person over here and give it to that person over there.
Mm-mm.
And then say, look, I'm doing good things for the world.
Yeah. When the Amish raise a barn, they do it in one day because everyone is working cooperatively and in the spirit of goodwill. Having your safe space will ultimately not get the barn built. And in their despair, I think this is what these students really need to hang on to, a sense that they can make a positive difference by doing something in their community they feel good about.
That would be a good thing. And they need exposure to the real world, because you go through these schools, this entire educational system being turned into this easy-to-offend, fragile little flower who is reduced to tears by a bad word or locker room language. You get out in the real world and you see what it's like being in business and being in competition and trying to get actually something done. It's going to be a psychic shock to most of these people.
Mm-hmm.
They're not they're not mentally prepared to deal with the real world. They're just being turned into loyal liberal supporters and voters.
I know with my own work, I'm only as good as my last lead when I do marketing.
Well, I'm only as good as my last radio show. Yesterday's show kind of sucked.
Oh, I don't think so, dear. There was an article in Blacklisted News. Apparently, with the election of Trump, al-Nusra is on the run. And Trump induces his first major policy change on Syria. The Obama administration, through the CIA-led Saudi asset, John Brennan, very close to the Saudis, they were feeding a lot of weapons training and billions of dollars to alleged moderate rebels, who then turned around and either gave the CIA gifts to al-Qaeda in Syria or joined it themselves. The scheme was no secret. And Russia, as well as Syria, pointed this out innumerable times. The Russian Foreign Minister Lavrov negotiated with the U.S. Secretary of State, who promised to separate the moderate rebels from al-Qaeda. But Kerry never delivered. Instead, he falsely accused Russia of committing atrocities that never happened. The CIA kept the upper hand within the Obama administration and continued. But now, what's going to happen is that apparently the U.S. is going to shoot to kill the al-Nusra and will be coordinating with Russia. And it's amazing. It looks like Trump is already making waves in foreign policy, and he hasn't even taken the oath of office yet. That's kind of an amazing change.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Okay, what is next on your list here?
The next on my list is longtime mass surveillance defenders freak out now that Trump will have control. And there are a lot of people who support all sorts of surveillance, but now they are getting a little bit nervous because Trump is going to be in charge of it all. What's he going to do?
He's going to be businesslike.
Yeah.
I mean, if you go on out and look at the analysis mm-hmm. of cost per vote of the two campaigns,
yeah.
Hillary's people, they had tons of money. They were spending it like they were in the government.
Yep.
And Donald Trump was running his campaign on a budget, came out to less than $5 a vote. That's
yep.
absolutely amazing. And I think Donald Trump is going to go on in, and probably his first year in office, he's going to be looking at any place that is costing a lot of money and not producing anything positive, and he's going to start shutting it all down.
Yeah. Because
we can't afford these luxuries anymore.
Mm-mm.
And we know that the NSA has built this global, intrusive spy on everybody's system that doesn't seem really able to do much of anything useful at all. They can't catch the ransomware writers. They can't stop the flood of Viagra emails coming into our email boxes. They really don't seem able to do much of anything at all. And I think Donald Trump is going to say, let's have surveillance on the people who are of legitimate concern
mm-hmm.
to the government, foreign leaders, spies, and so forth and so on, and leave everybody else alone. We don't need to spend the money. We're not getting anything for it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a huge amount of money, and I know that they've probably surveilled Mike and I. In fact, Mike and I have had conversations about us being surveilled as punishment duty.
We're the punishment duty. If you really mess up, oh, you have to stand surveillance on the Riveros here, because we're
yeah.
not really doing anything all that interesting. It's a hideous waste of money, and I think we're going to see a transition from a government that is just trying to create jobs to a government that's going to create productive jobs. And that is certainly very scary to people whose entire career has been about sitting at a desk and doing a rubber stamp on a piece of paper and
mm-hmm.
shuffling it back and forth, or sitting back under the name of national security, stealing pictures of naked people off of Americans' private computers to pleasure themselves with late in the evening hours, as Edward Snowden has confirmed the NSA likes to do.
Yeah. This one...
I keep my pictures of Claire locked up. NSA can't get... It's air-gapped.
He really doesn't have any, but that's okay. You have to appreciate the irony in this following story. Female anti-bullying ambassador, 23, arrested at Trump Tower protest for pushing man, 74, to the ground in fight over new president-elect. I mean, you... Oh, wow. This is the image now of the Democratic supporters, and it's
breaking
terrible.
Breaking windows, looting, burning cars.
You know,
we're
and
doing
cracking this heads.
Because love trumps hate.
You know,
love trumps hate.
And,
boom, boom, boom.
She was a female anti-bullying ambassador and gospel singer. She was arrested last night for pushing an elderly man to the ground in a fight outside of Trump Towers.
Mm-hmm.
Shakara McLaren, 23, from Brooklyn, joined angry protesters outside the president-elect's New York home in the second night of uproar since his election win. And it was a Black Lives Matter protester. And she pushed this guy, 74, so hard that it caused him to hit the back of his head on the sidewalk.
That's not good.
Now, she herself had been the victim of a brutal beating, but she was arrested for felony assault and faced court on Friday. And she claimed that she was provoked when the man, who probably was drunk, used a very nasty racial epithet against her.
Mm-hmm.
And we have work to do on race relations in this country. We do. But
we have to undo all the fanning up of racial tensions that happened this year in support of Hillary's campaign. We have to roll back Black Lives Matter, and we have to get it back to All Lives Matter.
I think so.
Remember when people who were saying All Lives Matter were being denounced as racist?
Mm-hmm.
How can you even say a white life matters? It doesn't. Only the Black Lives Matter. And you don't cure racism by being racist.
No, you don't.
You know, you try and win elections by being racist, and that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
They've caused a lot of damage to our society,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to have to be aware that that was done, that it was done to us from outside, and we're going to have to work together, all of us, to just go up to each other and say, okay, we were set at each other's throats as a cheap political stunt to try and get Hillary Clinton elected.
Right.
It's time to let that go away.
Yeah. We also have to do a lot of work in terms of real education in our inner cities, and make sure that kids whose families maybe don't have a lot have a really excellent education. I mean, I'm 67. I say that very honestly. And I was so lucky to have been born to the parents I was born to on many levels, because they stressed the value of education. They stressed the importance, because in looking at me when I was a very small child, it was very obvious to them that it wouldn't be my face that would be my fortune, but that I'd have to learn to actually do something.
Beautiful.
Well, you're a sweetheart, and I love you with all my heart. But no, we have to make sure that kids get a proper education. As many of you know, I do marketing, so I'm on the phone to various parts of the country. And in Southern California, a lot of times, and this is not about people who've come here from somewhere else, I hear the English that's spoken, and it's pretty darn broken. You know, I can sort of decode what they're saying on the other end of the phone, but with great difficulty. We have to fix that.
It's Ebonics.
Well, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's going to have to be an holistic process.
Yes.
Okay. We have to bring back the industries in order that we know what we need to teach our children, in order that they will have jobs in those industries,
right,
in order to be able to buy homes and fuel the economic system.
Mm-hmm.
I wish it was as easy as saying, if we change this one thing, everything else will fall into place.
It's not.
Although, obviously, abolishing the Federal Reserve would be a good start in that single point solution.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to have to heal this nation across the entire nation all at the same time. Fix the infrastructure, bring back the factories, bring back the manufacturing, bring back healthy agricultural produce that the rest of the world wants to buy. I mean, they've now announced the Trans-Pacific Partnership is now officially dead.
Mm-hmm.
That means our government can't arm twist these other countries to buy our GMO produce. Okay, so if we want to be able to export agricultural products to other countries, we'd better grow what those countries want to buy and not what Monsanto wants us to force them to buy.
Yeah, I mean, Russia's got it. Russia's completely banned all GMO products. And they're turning out healthy food that other countries want to buy.
And they're buying it.
Yeah,
and they're buying it. And meanwhile, America's farmers are shipping cargoes of corn to China, which is also non-GMO, and it's getting shipped right back because they've been so reckless with all of this technology that even farmers who think they're growing natural organic corn, their fields are being contaminated. And Monsanto tries to sue them for patent infringement when it should be dealt with as an industrial accident.
Yeah. It's completely the wrong way round. And by the way, speaking of Monsanto, did you know that Obama signed the Monsanto Act?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And wasn't it one of his campaign promises that he was going to get this GMO thing under control?
Yeah, but yeah. There again, you know.
But I don't think Obama is going to be able to protect Monsanto from all these civil lawsuits that are coming on up.
Right.
And okay, we got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with the final segment of our show after these few words.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest. And I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Nature'sYouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to Nature'sYouth.com. That's Nature'sYouth.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our last segment of our show on this Pauhana Friday. And just to kind of sum up, what a week it has been. It has been such a roller coaster. But what Claire was talking about before, this idea of the safe space, that you're in your little protected liberal bubble, and everything's going to be what you want it to be, and if it isn't, you can go and cry. I think that actually is a big part of the problem with Hillary's supporters, because all during this year, during when the DNC was sabotaging Bernie Sanders and throwing the nomination to Hillary Clinton, she and all of her supporters just had this unshakable sense of inevitability that it was going to happen the way they wanted it to.
Not only inevitability, but entitlement.
That's right.
That was what made it so grating and irritating, honey.
Yeah, this entitlement. It's mine. It's my turn. We don't care what you voters say. And when I was talking about that psychic shock when you get out in the real world, I think it just happened. And it happened to the people on Hillary's campaign. It happened to her supporters in liberal universities across the country. And it certainly happened in the corporate media, which, let's be honest, is for the most part very liberal themselves. And they were not mentally prepared to deal with it. And that's why we're still seeing all this whining and crying and trying to find some way they can warp reality back to what they have decided it ought to be. And they're not really coping very well with Trump's election victory. But overall, I'm seeing the amount of whining and crying and screaming in a steady decline across the corporate media. And I think people more and more are accepting that Donald Trump did win the election. Now that Newsweek's, you know, Hail Mary hope of a tie in the electoral votes is now rendered impossible by Arizona certifying for Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to start seeing things start to tone down. Certainly the number of people who are at these anti-Trump riots are in decline. They're still violent. They're still out there putting out a very ugly public face of liberalism and the Democrats in general for America and the world to see. There have been a lot of arrests, 135 people arrested in Los Angeles alone. But I think we're probably going to see that start to fade over the weekend, and it's going to calm down. Is Soros ready to give up? No. Is Hillary ready to give up? I don't think so. But I think that a lot of people are probably now putting pressure on Hillary to just go quietly into private life, because if she keeps pushing at this, it's going to start breaking open aspects of the government that nobody wants to see broken open. And so we'll see what's going to happen on that. But my sense of it, just kind of a gut call, is that the anti-Trump let's steal the White House for Hillary furor is dwindling and fading fast, and I think by Monday it will be a memory at best. So happy Veterans Day to all of our veterans out there. We're going to get on out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the day. We'll be back here on the Republic Broadcasting Network on Monday. So have a really good weekend. And try and be gentle on all those brainwashed people who still think Hillary was a good idea. And we'll be back Monday. Aloha, America.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.